something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Who is Jesus?
Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he is. The Lord of Lords, supreme, through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus. Who would you rather talk about?
Jesus.
Come on, tell me.
Jesus.
He's a Prince of Peace. The Lord of Lords, supreme, the great I am. Hallelujah. Did you know he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it. He said to them one day, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And these people who were so angry with Jesus suddenly started laughing at him. Why were they laughing at him? They said, we told you before that you are mad. You're not yet 50 years old. Now you claim to have seen Abraham. Then he said, before Abraham was, I am. They didn't like the construction. He should have said, before Abraham was, I was, so that they would laugh more. But they didn't like what he said, because the connotation of his communication was, before Abraham was, I am God. So they said, what? You are a man. How dare you make yourself equal with God? They thought to kill him. Jesus said that he is the Son of God, and that made them mad. Because Son of God means God in the flesh. So Jesus declared that he was God in the flesh. Never get confused. We've got to tell the whole world. I was surprised as I ministered around the world and met ministers of the gospel around the world. Most have never studied the subject.
Most had never really known that Jesus Christ was himself God. They thought, yeah, but he's equal with God. Then I say, who is God? And they say, Jesus is the Son of God. They say, who is God? They say, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I say, where is Father? Where is Son? And where is Holy Spirit? No answer. And yet the Bible has answers. Jesus is the body of God. Did you hear me? Jesus is God in the flesh. Oh, why did the Father call him from heaven and speak from heaven and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased? They heard his voice come from heaven. Who do you think he is? Man? Do you use your mind to describe God? Didn't you just hear what we said he is? God. Is that so hard for God to be there and be there at the same time? Can't he speak from there and respond from there? Who is Jesus? Colossians chapter 1, from verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. Read it for me, come on. He is the head of the body, the church. The church is the body of Christ. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? The preeminence. Read verse 17. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the divine essence of all things. Read verse 19 now. It pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus Christ, should all fullness. Dwell. What does it mean, fullness? Colossians chapter 2, go to verse 9. You will love this. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at that. For in him dwelleth all, not some. All, come on now. All the fullness of the Godhead in body. I told you Jesus is the body of God. What do you mean by Godhead? Godhead means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For in him dwelleth all the fullness, the totality of divinity. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Where Jesus was, the Father was. The Holy Ghost was. He was God in fullness. God in full manifestation. They didn't know it. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus is the body of God. I told you, he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was Jesus that was in that burning bush where he called Moses, take your shoes off your feet, for where you're standing is holy ground. That was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it, but right there was Jesus, Son of God. They didn't know it. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments. God, can you imagine? They tried their life long to obey his commandments. And when he came, they didn't know him. So he healed their sick, gave sight to the blind, unstopped their deaf ears, gave the lame and even the maimed new limbs. The Bible says, though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, because they didn't know who he was. If we don't know who he is, we'll ignore him. We'll treat him the way they treated him. While we're singing his songs, we'll ignore him. Because they worshipped him. They went to the synagogues, to the temples. They worshipped him everywhere. But they didn't know him.
Hallelujah.
This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
His presence in the temple of Solomon, the priest could not stand to minister. His power was so great, just for them calling on him and singing songs to him, and they went prostrate on the floor. And yet when he showed up, they ignored him. And now he comes to the temple himself in his physical body. They ask him questions. By what authority do you do these things? Who are you? Who sent you? They questioned him. And finally, they crucified him. Not because he didn't have the power, but because he gave himself up for us. He took responsibility for our errors, for our transgressions, for our trespasses. He took responsibility. But he's not supposed to do it twice. He did it once for all time. You know, people say, well, I'm this way because God made me. Why do I do wrong things? Well, I'm not responsible for my life. God did it. Well, he already bore responsibility for whatever happened to you or through you or by you or anything. He already took responsibility anyway. Now he commands all men everywhere to repent. That's why he came. That's why he died for everybody. He took responsibility. Now he commands all men everywhere and says, you must now turn to God. You must now turn from your sins. He paid full penalty for every sin and provided the life that we must live with the ability to live it that none of us anymore should walk in condemnation because we're all under God's judgment. Now, we've got to tell it. Why do I love to preach the gospel? Apart from the fact that God sent me to preach it, I love to preach it because it works. It truly works. It works. How can I be quiet? It works. It's real. It's true. I preach it in the schools. I preach it in the streets. I preach it in the villages. I preach it everywhere. It works. It works for the poor, for the rich. Works for everybody and works in every nation under heaven. You can trust it with your life. You can bet your life on it. It works. The gospel is real. And you know, the power of the gospel is so amazing because look at it. The Bible says, in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. We don't have to try to make it happen. Paul's preaching at Lystra. As a man important in his feet, never walked from birth. He's on the ground, he's listening. And Paul preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. He turned to the man. He said, man, get up. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I read that as a young man, reading my Bible. I shouted glory, hallelujah. I was so stirred. Wow, wow, wow. The man got up. Paul wasn't thinking about what might have happened to his ligaments, his tendons, his bones. He wasn't thinking about what might have happened to his muscles. Never worked from birth. There's something about the word of God. We were created by the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made by Him. All right? The Word was made by Him. The Word of God that was there in the beginning created all things. He made all things. The whole world was made by Him. So this Word that created all things is able to fix the ligaments, to fix the tendons. You don't tell him what to do. He knows what to do. He said to the man, stand up. The Word that pre-existed man and made all things fixed the man's limbs instantly. God's Word. Tell somebody, God's word works in real time. Real time. I wish I could explain this to you, but you ought to know it. You ought to know it. God's word works in real time. Real time. When we start sharing the word of God, when we start discussing God's word, we are operating at the same wavelength. At that moment, God's word is synchronized with our spirits. That's why he says faith is necessary. Because with faith, you are synchronized with God's mind and thinking at that moment. Faith synchronizes you because you see the unseen. Faith helps you see. Imagine this. He says to the man, stand up. The Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. What does that mean? The man's spirit was synchronized with the word, the gospel he was hearing. And when he says, stand up, the Bible says, forthwith the man stood up. He was healed. He was healed. How does it happen? Well, that's the miracle power of God. It's not for our explanation. He created the whole world. All things were made by Him. And guess what? That word that made all things, the Bible says, became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. The Word became flesh. The Word, which is God, became flesh. Do you get it? That's the word in my heart. When it comes to me, He comes as Word. It is into me as Word, lives in me as God. Just put the scriptures together. John chapter 1, let's speak them out. From verse 1. Look real quick. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Why do you say the Word was God? Because the Word He's describing is in heaven, and then He wants to tell us about the Word coming to the earth. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because, see, He uses the past tense because He's giving us something, His story, the story of the Word. Do you get it? It's the story of the Word. John's giving us the story of the Word. The Word was there in the beginning, and He was with God. He was God. What's John thinking about? John's thinking about He was God, but He became man. Do you get it? That's where John's going. He's saying the Word was always there in the beginning. He pre-existed man. He was God. He became man. Let's see. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, not by it, but by Him. So He's a person. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Wow. Next. In Him was life. Thanks be unto God. Oh, hallelujah. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Warri. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m., Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-806-063-2960 or send an email to wonderoyakilome@gmail.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. I always love this because it tells us, you know, people, they like to say, well, nobody should claim to be sent from God. Nobody should claim that God sent. Nobody should claim. No. They just don't want us to say that anybody heard from God. But the Bible does declare, at least there's somebody here. The Bible says there was a man sent from God. What a declaration. There was a man sent from God. Man, oh man, whose name was John, there was a man sent from God. Wow, that's big. And he didn't become the prime minister. And he was not the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he was not Caesar of Rome. Think about it. Whose name was John? Where was he? They found him in the wilderness. God doesn't prove himself in your life through all the nice things of the earth. He doesn't need to prove that he's with you by giving you the best cars and the best houses and lots of money. That's not the proof that he sent you or he's with you. God sent John, and John was not in the palace. Never let earthly things deceive you. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Come on. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Yes, that's important. He was sent as a witness. Have you been sent as a witness? Do you realize you've been sent as a witness? You're the light bearer. Not only are you a light bearer, you are light yourself. Hallelujah. But John was not that light. Next verse. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Hallelujah. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. When the prophets talked about him, when the prophets preached him, he was the word. They listened. They heard his voice, but they didn't listen to him. They didn't obey him. The word was in the world, in the mouths of men and women. They didn't listen. No. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. Next, he came unto his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. I wish I had time to explain how John got into verse 12, but not today. Why did he get into verse 12? He gets into verse 12 and into verse 13. Too powerful. He even gets into verse 16. These are verses he shouldn't have gone to. He's tempted to say more. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13, which were born, not of blood. Okay, just for the records. Go back to verse 12. No. Go to verse 11. I'll take it from verse 11 into verse 12. So you just understand what I'm talking about. Verse 11, he came unto his own and his own received him not. This is not Jesus in the body. This is Jesus. This is the word of God. So he goes to verse 12. Let's look at verse 12. When verse 12 happens, Jesus is not here in his body. He's still talking about the word. Look at it. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When this happens, Jesus is no longer in the earth. He's not here in his body. So he's not talking about Jesus the man. This is Jesus the word. Verse 13. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. So we're talking about being born again. When it became possible for men to be born again, Jesus was not here. Jesus the man was not here. Glory to God. So he goes back to his context. And the word. See, so we go from 11 to 14. Are you following now? That's the way it should read. So let's go back to 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So go to 14. And the Word was made flesh. Well, the Greek rendering is better as the Word became flesh. That's how it reads. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word that was God became flesh. Who is Jesus? God in flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John is so excited. He says, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Hallelujah. Amen. Full of grace and truth. You know, the Bible says the law came by who? The law came by? But grace and truth came, Jesus Christ. All right, why don't we just take it a little, so you see the next things. 15, 16. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Look at this, how beautiful. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Shout amen, somebody. Yeah. Of his fullness I have received. Of his fullness I have received. Of his fullness I have received. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who is Jesus? Amen. Who is Jesus? Amen. Wow. Wow. Let's go back to Colossians now. Colossians chapter 2. We're in verse 9, right? Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So Jesus is the body of God. Jesus is God in a body. Right? And not just part of God, we just saw it. The fullness of the Godhead. The fullness, the totality of divinity. Nothing divine is outside Jesus. Jesus is the full package of divinity. Oh, when we see him, you're not going to be asking, where's the Father? I guarantee you that. Jesus is your satisfaction. That's why when a man receives Jesus, he has arrived. He has arrived. His search is over. Oh, hallelujah. What a message we have to tell the world. When a man receives Jesus, when a woman receives Jesus, their search is over. Their hunger is satisfied. Their thirst is quenched. It's a guarantee. You never search for him anymore. You never search for anything anymore when you meet with Jesus. Your search comes to an end. You have arrived. You are home. Hallelujah.
This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
Hallelujah. When I find Christians who are still in church, I say, what did you receive? What did you believe? Don't you understand it? He said, he that believeth hath everlasting life. It's not a promise. He that believes has. Then I say, what did you get? They were never taught that they would get anything. They were told if they believed,
something will come. I said, no. When you believed, you received. You received eternal life when you believed in Jesus. Anyone who receives Jesus receives life. The answer is with you now. The glory is in you now. Don't you understand? That's the gospel. Otherwise, there's no message. Why did he tell us to tell the untold? Why did he tell us we have a message for the whole world? Think about it. All right, verse 10, Colossians 2. And ye are complete in him. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not short of anything. You are complete in him. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm perfected in Christ. Hallelujah. For ministering to somebody one day, they said, oh, she had only one kidney. I said, when was that? Oh, well, blah, 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 long story. I said, well, that doesn't matter now. Now Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. You are complete, complete, complete. She went for a checkup. They found complete kidneys. I tell people, the Word of God is the creator of the world. When the Word enters into you, the Word completes everything. Oh, shout amen, hallelujah. Complete. I'm complete in him. Oh, many times as I pray and I walk up and down in my room, pacing the floor, and I'm saying, dear Jesus, I'm perfected in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Perfected. Complete in him. I'm complete. Oh, hallelujah. Complete. We're talking about Jesus. Who is he? 1 Timothy chapter 3. You're going to like this. In verse 16. Boy, you love it. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, somebody, can you see that? God was manifest in the flesh. Woo! Can you see it? That's it! Hey! You know, years ago, when I read in my Bible, God was manifesting the flesh. I thought, dear Jesus, look at it, justified in the spirit. The Bible says when he was raised from the dead, he was justified. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah! 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 Glory to God. Think about it. If you were one of his brothers or his sisters, you knew you were all born of Mary, but Mary, your mother, told you he was born in a different way from you. And you said, well, that's just because he was born before me. No, mommy says, uh-uh. I was pregnant with him as a virgin. They said, what? An angel spoke words to me. I believe those words. Those words became a baby. Became pregnant because of words. the words of the angel. And she got pregnant. Jesus was formed by words. Are you hearing me? They lived with him in the same home. They watched him go out. They watched him come in. They saw some of his miracles. They had difficulty believing in him because he was so much like them. They saw his disciples. They chose not to attend some of his meetings. Then one day, he was arrested. And they said, "We've been warning him. We told him not to go back to Jerusalem. He wouldn't listen to anybody. Very hard-headed. Family members are all offended. His supposed fathers, brothers, and relatives have all come to see Mary. Why didn't you warn your son? We told you the Romans are dangerous. We told you the high priest is very dangerous. We told you to warn your son." Young man, 33 years old. Now they're going to kill him. He was taken away. The Bible says he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? Oh, manto krali hangra diga saradios, lagros to prala hangra diga saradates. He says, who shall declare his generation? Who shall tell who he really was? Who shall tell? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely we hid our faces from him. Said he was despised and we esteemed him not. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And this Jesus was nailed to the cross. And they put up that cross, and there he was hanging. Now they listen to his voice. His once powerful voice got weaker and weaker. Suddenly they heard him say, "I thirst." They thought, oh, the one who gave others food to eat and water to drink. I can imagine that woman who met Jesus at the well, hearing him say, "I thirst." Wasn't this the man that said, "I'll give you water"? Wasn't this the man that said, "The water that I give shall be in you a well of living water"? Now he says, "I thirst." They get a sponge, soak it up with vinegar, and lift it to him. Jesus is hanging there. His head drops. He says, "It is finished."
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Warri. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m., Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-806-063-2960 or send an email to wonderoyakilome@gmail.com. God bless you.